So just to look at the prophet Jeremiah, the people are wanting to kill him for what he was saying. The chosen people who had been the recipient of this prophecy, of the prophet that was given, the Lord had gave them. And this is chapter 18, verse 18. If you go back and read the verses right before that, you can read the prophecy that Jeremiah gave. And he's condemning the chosen people for being unfaithful. And the people didn't want to hear it, so they were plotting to kill him. But what did they say? They said, it means that we won't lose the instruction from our priest or the council of the wise, nor the message from the prophets. So clearly there were priests and the wise men and the prophets who were preaching false truths, false teachings. And so Jeremiah preaching the word of the Lord was about to get him killed. Not too different from today, as preachers of the gospel seem to twist the words at times to make it fit and comfortable for the people versus being faithful to the command of the Lord. And so we should pray for those men and women who teach and proclaim the truth, that they can remain faithful in spite of any opposition they may face. Because this is getting more and more real for us in these days. We need to look at the gospel. Jesus takes his 12 closest companions to the side and shares with him his most intimate secret, his most intimate reality of his life, that he's about to be crucified, but then raised from the dead. And what's their response? Can we be your best man? Can we be the greatest in your kingdom? Not the best result when someone shares their intimate secret. But how does Christ respond to them? He redirects their disordered passions, their disordered ambition, and coaches them into the right way, the right frame of thinking. This is what the teachings of the church, the commandments, these hard sayings that sometimes the priests and the prophets have to share, are intended to redirect our disordered passions, our disordered way of thinking, our weakened will, to help us on that right path. These men desired greatness. Jesus didn't say, stop desiring to be great. He said, if you're going to be great, this is what true greatness is. To serve. To give your life as a ransom for the many. You know, on my ordination card, this is the verse that I chose. And one of my friends made a stole for confession, and that's the verse that they put on there. To give our life as ransom for the many. This is what priests are ordained to be. Ordained to do. And so we got to pray for good and holy, faithful priests. Pray for your priests to be good and faithful and holy men. Not afraid to preach the truth as we give our life as ransom for the many, so that we can all be great in the kingdom of heaven, that we can all reign with God. As he said, we will drink the cup, we will taste the chalice, we will taste suffering. Let us not be distracted by the noise of the world as it seeks to twist our ambition for some passing pleasures. Let us allow the Lord to take us to the side and to share these deep truths with him, to encourage us, to equip us to share the chalice, to share the cup, to strengthen us to be truly men and women of service. So that when the time comes, we can give our life as ransom for the many. This season of Lent is a special time for us to examine our consciences. Where have our unruly passions and our disordered thinking taken seed within our hearts? Allow these Lenten practices, these times of Lent, to be a time of purification, a time of reorientation towards all that is good, true, and beautiful. Because we are indeed destined for greatness, but not as great as the world says, but great in the eyes of the Lord who crucified, but at the end was raised. This is our destiny. May it be so for each one of us.